Good morning, everybody. This is your morning podcast with Samurai Johnny,
Peter Parker,
and Choo Choo.
And now for Cunter's phrase of the day.
My pussy hurts.
Cunter?
Yes.
Cunter. To start off our day, our topic of discussion is religion. Who would like to start off this wonderful topic?
I think it would be Choo Choo, because Choo Choo's the only one that believes in anything here.
I believe in God.
I don't.
I know.
I'm agnostic. My girlfriend doesn't like that.
Explain that, because I'm pretty sure 90% of the people that would ever listen to
this agnostic.
Would never know what that is.
I'm agnostic.
Explain it.
Yo, shut up, Choo-Choo. Okay. I'm agnostic, which makes me feel like that I believe in a higher power, but I'm not quite sure what it is, which means I don't believe in God.
Oh, okay, that's me too then. Because I thought there's got to be something out there, but...
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Choo-Choo.
I believe in Johnny. I believe in Samurai Johnny. To the fullest extent.
Stop.
He's not a false god. He's the only god.
What the fuck?
I will follow him to the end of the earth, guys.
Anyway.
This just got awkward.
Who else wants to talk about fucking religion?
Cunter?
Fucking religion.
Cunter, what's your take on religion?
Jesus. Yeah.
Back.
He's a Christian.
From
yes,
that.
I'm Christian.
We figured it out from when you said Jesus.
Even though my pussy hurts.
Jesus is our fucking friend, you know?
Yeah.
He died on the fucking cross.
And then he came back to life. Real life zombie apocalypse right
apparently.
There.
Apparently.
But you were a Christian though, Johnny.
I was a Christian.
Real life. That's because his parents made him.
No, actually.
It's close enough.
Let me tell this story real quick. I actually used to be a Christian. Samurai Johnny here used to be a Christian until I lost my faith when I was young.
Why'd you lose your faith?
Gay.
You know what? Fuck you. You know
fuck
what?
Your mom.
You know what?
Fuck your
$20
mom.
Is $20, Choo-Choo.
He didn't deny it.
I mean, it's not gay if it's a three-way. With the honey in the middle, there's some leeway.
Why am I the honey, though?
You're always the honey, Peter Parker.
It means so special.
You're always the honey. Anyway.
I want you what we need you.
The honey's good, homie.
Anyway, let me get on with my story. I dated this girl when I was around 13, and she was very suicidal.
Oh.
And when we started dating, she had more and more problems, and people used to bully her
a lot.
So
it's your fault.
You know what? Fuck you!
That would be that rude.
So, one day, she tried to commit suicide, and then after that, I had prayed a lot, and then I lost my faith because of it, because nothing really happened, so that's why I was like...
Won't shut up.
What?
Shut up!
Man. What's your take on religion, Wigger?
What's your take on religion?
No.
Thank you.
No religion.
Back to your story.
Who's ready for some chunky soup?
Back to your story.
For some chunky soup.
I'm finished.
You're just finished?
Yeah, I'm just finished.
What was the last thing you said?
That after she tried to commit suicide, I lost my faith.
I don't believe in it because I've never seen any, like, proof of it. I want, like, proof. Even, like, a miracle that just happened and has, like, literally no
your
scientific
birth?
Explanation.
There's scientific explanation.
Jesus is real. Read the Bible.
But who was the first birth, though?
The Bible's biased because it was written by humans.
But it was about...
Cunter, you mean the Bible, right? B-I-B-L-E. Bible.
Or the Quran?
It's the Bible.
Quran's for Jews.
No, Karats are Muslims.
Or Muslims, sorry.
Question for the
audience. Niggers.
Hold up. Are you in this?
Yeah, I guess.
As Cunter, you have to use alias Cunter.
You're a special guest, I guess.
Yes.
Stop yelling at me.
You have to use our alias Cunter. That's why I'd be calling you
Wigger. That's Wigger the Nigger.
Hey. Say
that's on the podcast.
What the fuck is going on here?
Too late now.
Well, I have zero fucking clue.
He said Wigger the Nigger.
You want to take the slap?
He said Wigger the Nigger.
I'll take the slap. All right, come here.
Choo Choo's getting slapped, bitch.
Right.
He got slapped. All right.
I'm pretty sure that's going to come up awful on the audio because it was so quiet.
I know. This is going
to
be so fucking...
I didn't want to make it too loud. Should
have
collapsed
when they've
done that.
Why are you clapping?
I didn't want to go, bah!
I'll clap you, John.
What the fuck? You know what? Time to clap some fucking cheeks.
You gotta clap your girlfriend's cheeks.
You know what? Shut up.
You do that every day. Yeah, second time.
You know what? Shut up.
She's gonna be like a daily mention in this podcast.
Yeah.
Why are we putting Choo Choo's girlfriend in on this?
Because I don't know her.
Y'all don't got shit against my girlfriend.
I don't know her.
She's a brunette. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Stop me if you have big tits, big ass.
Shit.
Is that like is that a perfect description?
Choo choo, is that all you look for in a girl?
No, it's not what I look for in a girl.
Huh? Every time you talk about women, it's big tits, nice ass.
Hey, I go for legs.
What do you look for in women?
I go for legs. In my opinion, if you have good legs, you're gonna have a nice ass. So you just have to have the good legs.
True, man.
Most of the time it's true.
You're St. Louis, that ain't true.
Most of the time it's true though, you have to admit. They got nice firm legs, they got a nice firm ass.
I love you.
Let's ask Choo Choo. What do you see in a girl?
What do I see in a girl?
What do you want in a girl?
I guess personality. I really don't really care, man.
Yeah,
make me happy.
We can tell.
Yeah, we can totally tell.
All your girlfriends haven't been that good looking.
Yeah, like nice ass, big titties.
Yeah, totally personality, everyone.
Devil lady.
Hunter, what's your...
Yeah, you're the one who dated the devil lady.
What do you like in women?
What do you like in women, Hunter?
Well, boobs are pretty gay, but yeah, it's all about personality.
Yeah, we know.
Totally.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to mention to the audience here, this is from Samurai Johnny here, I want to tell a story about my dear friend Choo Choo here, who dated a girl we call the devil lady.
Hey.
Are we talking about Elizabeth's wife?
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
And our dear friend Jamie.
Yeah, she stalked me.
You dated her too?
Yeah, for like a day.
Oh my god. Okay, so Peter Parker apparently dated this supposed devil lady.
Yeah, right when she first came here, so I didn't know what she was like, so it's not really my fault.
Oh god, thank you.
What do you have there?
Are you serious?
Thank you, Javis.
What is that?
What is that?
What is that?
Blue.
Yeah. Why the fuck do you have glue?
He has a tiny penis.
Show me. Let me read the bottle. I don't believe you.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, it's liquid.
Why do you have contact cement?
It's for automotive.
Okay, continue, John.
So, we met this girl we called the Devil Lady.
Open up.
For namesake, we will call her...
Dab on your tongue.
Oh, God. Put the cement away.
Let's go. That's the point.
Anyway, back to the story. For namesake, we will call Devil Lady Sarah. Sarah.
Said her name.
You know what?
JT already said her name.
You know
like
fuck
nine
it.
Times.
You know what? Fuck it then, Elizabeth. Her name is Elizabeth.
Bratton. So, if you ever know anyone by that name, run away.
Yeah, run away from Elizabeth.
As far as you can.
Okay, so Choo Choo here, we met, well, all three of us, me, Peter Parker, and Choo Choo, all met this girl named Elizabeth. She seemed nice, and we all invited her, and we all talked to her. But, apparently, Peter Parker here dated her when she first came
here. Yup, so I didn't know what she was like.
So, it turns out she's fucking crazy.
Yup.
Total anime freak. Hunter here can definitely bring it in.
By the way, in the at high school, she had a book with a death book with people's names in it, and I was number 12.
I was number 12. Yeah, when I broke up with her, she sang me what's that Taylor Swift song that's like it's
over and over.
It's like blaming herself. It's like it's not your fault. It's mine or something like that.
I don't fucking know.
What?
She sang me like some Taylor Swift song whenever I broke up with her.
Really?
And I was like, what?
I broke up with her and she tried to kill herself.
Oh, yeah. Now you know why I never got into that.
I broke up with a girl.
But Choo Choo here almost slept with her.
I'm gonna kill myself. And I'm like, alright, go ahead.
Choo Choo here almost slept with her. That was bad.
First pussy.
No.
You gotta make it a good one.
You can't say that, Choo Choo. You can't say first pussy is like the best pussy. You can't say that.
Your first pussy just the first one.
Yeah, first pussy is not just first pussy. Oh God.
No.
Oh, we're getting the whole crew in here now. We're getting the whole crew in here.
I ain't fucked her. I don't roll like that.
I ain't fucked her either.
I ain't even touched her.
I've never touched her either. She's trying to give me a hug, and I'm like,
like, I about burst into flames when she tried to give me a hug one time.
She gave me a hug in fifth grade, and I was like,
all I did was touch her ass.
And then the teacher got onto her, and I was like, yeah, get onto her ass.
So Choo Choo here apparently touched her ass, too.
Disinfect it.
Yeah. Cut it off. Cut it off. Oh, God. Get it off of me. Well, time to burn this shirt now.
Time to burn my face.
Well, yeah.
Anyone gotta burn my ass.
I like how our topic of discussion went from religion to fucking this.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it has.
I said I like how our topic of discussion went from religion to this.
It was so bad. Does anybody else have any crazy ex stories? What, do you want me to tell a crazy ex story?
No, it's yes. Johnny.